shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Ask L Show.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask L Show, along with our lovely co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Good evening, and good evening, everyone.
Hi, Lenny. Hi, Ron.
Girls,
nice
again.
To see you.
All right, so here we are at KCNR 1460. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. And since you are already listening to me, I don't have to tell you where to find me. So we're going to have Lenny tell you. Oh, wait a minute. If you want
phone numbers.
Phone numbers. If you want to text in, or if you don't call in, you can text L at
707-499-8999.
Oh, thank you, girls. Thank you. Lovely. Or you can also message any one of the three of us on Messenger at Ask L, Lenny Matthews, or Ron Lim. And
yes.
Who's going to tell us about our sponsor?
K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated. And, you know, I just have to say really quick, I'm going to give you an example of how these people are that own this business. I do a nonprofit, and they are one of my sponsors. And instead of sending an employee, the owner came and showed up himself. And he is probably the kindest, most giving person that I've met in a very long time, aside from you people. I mean, he's incredible. And here's how busy he is. He owns five of these businesses. He's got four listed here, but I found out tonight he's got five K&S Staffing Solution Incorporated. So they're a young couple, he and his wife. They're local here, and if you're an employer looking for employees or employees looking for a job, I can't stress how great these guys are. You got to give them a call. You can reach them at 530-605-4517, and throughout the show, I'm going to give you some highlights on this fantastic business.
Great.
K&S Staffing.
K&S, and we thank you for sponsoring us.
Yes.
Okay, so, pardon me, I lost my voice. Okay, Elle, what the heck are we talking
about? What the hell are we doing?
I didn't want to say a bad word on the radio.
It's Elle, not
H-E
double hockey sticks.
You guys are funny.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, so, you know, our show's on relationships, and we try to cover lots of different aspects of relationships, but tonight, tonight we are talking about what happens when men and women break up in terms of after the breakup.
So I think there's a lot of people here that can relate to this.
I think all of us can relate to it.
That's post-breakup.
Post-breakup, after the breakup. So it's about how men versus women after a breakup. You know, some insights on how men are after a breakup as opposed to how women are after a breakup. And it's going to be surprising. Some of the things that we talk about are going to be surprising.
Well,
and I think you can weigh in.
Well, you're an expert on that, Ron, so why don't we just start with you?
I'm not an expert on breakups.
That's funny.
How about overcoming the pain after a breakup?
Yeah, overcoming
the pain. Or are you the breakupper or the breakuppie?
I have to think back. Usually I'm the break.
Probably a little bit of both.
I'm a both, yeah. Both.
At times. You've done breaking up. You've been broken up with.
Yeah.
I think all of us can say that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, we're talking about significant breakups. Like, you've had a significant relationship. Doesn't matter how long it's been going. It matters how significant the relationship is. Because, like you were saying pre-show, Lenny, is that some people can be married or in a relationship for a very long time and you separate amicably. Coming.
Right.
So the length of time isn't as important as the intensity of the relationship and the impact of the relationship. So overcoming the pain after the breakup. And, you know, men and women do process that very differently. I read once that with a man, and I think there was a meme even out about it, when the man initially breaks up, typically, I'm not saying in all cases, but a lot of times if the man breaks up, he feels a certain amount of freedom. Oh, I'm free. Yay, I'm free. But then he goes into a stage of, after a few weeks, where he's realizing, I don't want this breakup. What I do, did I make a mistake? He's missing the person. And may try to return to the relationship. And the woman has by then moved on. And that's not always the case, but oftentimes if the man is doing the breakup, his regret comes later. His regret will come later. So anyway, overcoming the pain after the breakup. We're not talking about what happens during the breakup. Overcoming the pain for women, because we are connectors and we're used to sharing our emotions, and that's what we actually do to feel better. We talk about our emotions. We get our emotions. Women can do this amazing thing. We can feel something, know how we feel about it, think about how we feel about it, talk about how we feel about it, and then resolve it all at the same time. Mm. It's just all happening together. Amazing. Yeah.
I've done that in front of you.
Men, so women will feel the strong emotions and be processing it very quickly and immediately. We're going to feel severe emotional pain, but our emotional pain is going to be initially, typically. And again, we're talking right. in generalizations mm-hmm. here, where men may not feel the pain immediately, and they may. But typically, they're going to take longer to process it because men take longer. For men, their emotions aren't as easily accessible to them on the surface level as women are. Men have to kind of go away, think about what yeah. they're feeling, think yeah. about how they feel about what they're feeling, and then to try to talk about how they're feeling is a whole other state. If you're a left-handed man, this is going to be a little easier for you because you have more connective tissue between the two hemispheres, so you have access to both sides of the brain a little more readily than the corpus callosum has more connective tissue in it for left-handed men. I don't know why that is. Just a little piece of trivia there. So a man who are left-handed may be more emotional, may be, have access to emotions, may be able to talk about their emotions more often than someone who's not left-handed or ambidextrous. So men may not feel the pain immediately. It hits you, like you're processing it. You're sitting with it. And then when you do process it, it's deep. Deep and hard because you don't recover from that emotional deep dive the same way women do. Women, we're processing it all the way through. Men takes longer to access it and then longer to recover it from it, longer to maybe even be able to acknowledge it or identify it, and then to overcome it. Any thoughts?
I think that's true in a lot of circumstances. I think that the second that we break up, women are dealing with it. And I think men are macho and don't deal with it. And all of a sudden, they feel the loss and they're clobbered. So
I just hate that word. I hate that word macho because I think it's a misidentification.
Okay, what's a better
word?
What
men are doing. It may look macho, but what they're doing is men have these boxes that they exist within. And so they might just be processing the separation as informational. And they may be looking like they're not feeling it, but they just haven't worked through it yet, or they're going to back burner it. And then, because single focus, men are single focused. They're meant to focus on one thing at a time. Women, we can process lots of different information all at one time. So, and I understand that whole attitude of macho does exist out there, but
for lack of better terms, I think men don't want to show, they act like it doesn't hurt.
We're tough.
And it does.
We're tough.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
I'll
tell you about, after the break, I'll tell you about a little bit about my first breakup.
Love to hear about that. Mm-hmm. Love to hear your input on it.
Okay. Well, we'll take a little break real quick.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not, cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to to the ones that we lost on the way, cause the dreams bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back memories.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Good evening. This is Elle. Welcome to the Ask Elle Show.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle talk show here. And we also have with us our lovely co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Good
nice
evening.
To have you.
Thank you.
Our phone number here, we'd like to hear from you. And I know there's a lot of people out there with breakup stories. Good or bad, we'd like to hear from you at our number, 530-605-4567. You can also text, if you don't want to call, you can text L at
707-499-8999.
Thank you, girls. You can also message any one of the three of us on Messenger at Ask L, Lenny Matthews, and me, Ron Lim. Again, one more time, our number here, 530-605-4567. And Lenny will tell us quickly a little bit about our sponsor.
Yes, K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated. They're amazing. And thank you so much, Eric, for sponsoring our show through the end of the year. We just appreciate you so
much. Thank you very much.
So with this break, I want to tell our listeners a little bit about the personal touch you're going to get by calling K&S. Every employee goes through an in-depth interview with one of their staffing consultants. So you don't just fill out a bunch of paperwork and say, I know how to file and I'm a receptionist. They interview you because they want to get to know you, your personality. Whether they should put you in a back room or have you up front.
Absolutely.
Answering the phone if you're bubbly. So that you're a better match for the employer. And that means the employer's gonna love you, you're gonna fit in, and you're probably gonna really love the job they put you in. Which may be long term. Mm-hmm. May work out that way. I know Elle's son was lucky enough with K&S to get a job that he turned into a permanent employee situation, correct?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. He speaks very highly of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I encourage you to give K&S Staffing Solutions a buzz. You can call them at 605-4517. or walk through their door. They welcome you. They're off Bocelli Lane in the Mission Square Shopping Center, K&S Staffing. And they're awesome. I think you're going to be real happy you did.
All right. Thanks again, K&S. Yeah. Okay, Elle, we were talking about men versus women.
Men versus women after a breakup. As we were going into the break, we were talking about how women easily access our emotions for the most part. Generalizations, of course, but women can more easily access our emotions, know what we're feeling, think about what we're feeling, talk about what we're feeling, and kind of resolve it sort of all at the same time, which is one of the reasons why women, we are in groups and we talk and we share, because we're processing. And that's part of it. You guys have heard me talk about this before, if you're a listener, a regular listener, that's part of the process that helps a woman self-soothe. Now, again, there's going to be exceptions to the rule. And with men, and we were talking a little bit about men prior to that, not sharing their emotions quite so easily. And I was wanting to point out that with men, men don't necessarily access their emotions easily. They're separated. They are separated from their emotions. There's a purpose for this if you're looking at how they're biologically made, because when they're out there single focused, and I'm just going to use war zone as an example, you are focused. And so if men are able to just live in a box. They're focused on this one particular result, and they're able to remain focused on it. And so men don't necessarily access their emotions. And if they are going to access their emotions and work through them, we're probably going to talk about it in very brief terms. And men kind of get what each other are saying, like, oh man, she just left. And that, a man knows what that means. There doesn't have to be a ton of discussion around it. And the other man will be, that's harsh. And each other knows exactly what that means. I don't understand it, but that's the dynamic. And Ron's nodding, like he gets it.
Oh, it's almost like man code.
It's like man code, and it's
women
enough.
Women have codes.
Yes. And it's enough, because that's not how men solve their problems. Men don't solve their problems by necessarily sitting around and chit-chatting and talk about it. They are going to seek out the input of a professional or somebody that they trust to give them help over something they can't solve on their own. But men are designed to be problem solvers, so they're designed to solve their own problems. And I've seen it in situations where I work with a lot of men, and if there is a man that is overly emotional and overly expressive and isn't able to contain himself, the other men tend not to trust him. So that to them, that's the guy that's going to get him killed in the foxhole if he's not able to handle that. I don't fully understand it, but I've talked to many men, and this is typically the case. And I know there are men that are more emotional. I'm not saying that that's not okay, but for the most part, I'm talking on generalizations again. So for men and women, overcoming the pain after a breakup typically takes longer for a man. Typically takes longer for the man than the woman, because once he has let his feelings go, those feelings are deep. He has allowed himself to dive into that deep well and doesn't necessarily recover from that. So any comments?
Oh, I think, like, after my first divorce breakup, I guess that's a breakup, right? Divorce.
Yep.
I guess I'm the exception to that. When we did split, it was not that hard for me to go. And I didn't have those deep emotions about
it.
Well,
you probably waited, and you were really, really, really ready.
Yes, I waited 10 years.
It was probably gave you some freedom where you can breathe. Sometimes I think when the relationship is so done, so worn out, or it's starting to be abusive to either one of you, you're really ready to walk. And
I was getting the mental kind of abuse, and for 10 years.
Just as bad.
Yeah.
Horrible.
And so when I left, it was happy. I ran.
Well, and there's another part of that story that is, man, the thing that's most important to him than anything else is the ability to feel like he's successfully able to make his partner happy.
Yes.
And for a man, if a man continues to feel like he is incapable of making that partner happy, it begins to feel like a failure to him, and that's devastating to a man to feel like there's a failure in it. And if he's not able to produce a result of her being happy, he eventually is going to be done with it. Men don't play loose. They play to win. And if he can't make you happy and he's not winning, he's going to stop playing eventually. So at a certain point, you were just done.
Well, for 10 years, yeah. I was being told, why can't you be like somebody else in town that's very wealthy? And I said, well, sorry.
That's
just not me.
Yeah.
That's
harsh.
Yeah, it was. That's so harsh. After 10 years, when I left, I was ready. I was ready. I
right.
Went. And, I didn't talk to friends for a long time. But I did kind of wonder if I was going to be able to date, because I'd never dated, really. And so a friend of mine told me that, Ron. Yeah.
Making up for lost time.
Yeah. I was just going to say that. Boy, is he ever.
Just follow him on Facebook.
I'm still going.
you're a pro now, Ron. Yeah.
There's something else I want to throw in here, is that as men age and as women age, we sort of flip-flop, because men's testosterone levels go down, and that testosterone is part of the chemical that allows him to subjugate his feelings and be focused and be that warrior. Mm-hmm. And as a man is transitioning in later years and the testosterone levels go down, he's less interested in going out and being a warrior and building that kingdom. Now he's interested in being a king and settling in. And then he, with that lower testosterone, he will be able to access, as you notice older men, they'll cry more often. And then you'll see them share. I noticed this with my dad, my grandparents. They have access to their emotions, because that testosterone wall isn't such a barricade to accessing the emotions. Women, we do the opposite. Our estrogen levels go down, our testosterone levels raise, and so we kind of become a little bit able to manage those emotions better, be a little bit more single focused, and you'll see a lot of women in their older years taking on things and being more single focused and having a little bit of a flip-flop in roles. And it works. I mean, it can work. If you're in a long-term relationship that's past the test of time, those flip-flops balance each other out.
Yeah, I've noticed. I have actually noticed that, now that you bring it up. I'm crying all the time watching these
airplane crash videos.
Yeah, well, those two, yeah. Airplane crash videos. But no, in these love movies, you know, sad. Find some teary-eyed.
Well, I think that's kind of cool. That you're getting in touch with your
it is. It's a emotional side. It's a good. It's a, you know, you just see them in their later years. They're more men are typically more patient. More.
I love a man that isn't afraid to cry.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah,
I really, really do. I trust a
man. Every man in my world that was older that I had the opportunity to witness exhibited that ability to cry, to be emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about dealing with the stress. Have we talked about that?
We're getting to that. That's we're going to move into dealing with stress, because relationships after the breakup can be quite stressful for several reasons. There can be financial stresses.
Exactly.
There can be the loss stresses. There's kids. There's just losing that person. There's the stress of just that person no longer being in your life. And with one of the differences between men and women is that because men struggle more with managing their emotions, there's going to be an internalization of that. And they may have, you know, they may be feeling depressed but have a harder time showing those depressive symptoms and expressing the stress of it. They're going to just carry the stress and they're going to eat it.
Yeah.
They're going to bury it and
swallow it.
Right. Part of that is cultural and training, and part of that is design. With women, the way we deal with stress is through our emotions. I'm going to end it right there. We're going to take a break and come back and finish this off when we come back.
Great.
All right. We had 1 minute.
No, we didn't. No, he gave it a 2 minute. That was that.
I gave you a 2 and a 1. You guys can go. You guys can keep talking if you want. I'm sorry.
I just got the wrap it up sign from Ron the circle.
Oh,
he did the circle. That's what you did.
I went. I. You know what? I did the back. I did the back and forth. Like you know what? You're right. I could see how you thought that a helicopter.
I got the wrap it up sign. Sorry for the pause on the air, you guys. It psyched you out. So what do we got? Another minute?
Yeah, you got another minute.
Okay, so women. Okay, so we're going to just backtrack a little bit, and we were talking about the way men and women deal with stress post breakup, and I started to talk about how women we feel our emotions. We're just designed to do that, and because we're able to feel our emotions, we get it up. We are talking. We're on the phone with our girlfriends. We're on the phone with.
I know.
I don't.
Yeah. You know, because you have a lot of friends that actually confide in you.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're a good listener. So, you know, with women, we know that we have to express those emotions. If we sit on it, it becomes just an emotional bucket of boat trash lodged in our chest cavity, and we are compelled to get it out. And so we communicate. And what we tend to do is communicate with our support system. So then we're getting the support that we need. And then we're getting, you know, we're getting wrapped around with people that are going to help us post breakup to manage that stress easier. So we're going to end. We're going to take a break now.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Good evening, this is Elle, and welcome to the Ask Elle Show.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle Show. And we also have with us our lovely co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Nice to have you here. Our phone number here, we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to hear about all your breakup stories, good or bad. I know there's a lot of them out there. Our number that you can call and talk to us is 530-605-4567. Now, if you're too shy to call in, you can text L.
Feel free to text me at 707-499-8999. We'll get your text. We'll be able to read what your comments are. We can read them anonymously or state who you
are. Yeah, just let us know. And, or you can message any one of the three of us on Facebook Messenger at Ask L, Lenny Matthews, and meet Ron Lim. And Lenny's going to tell us a little bit about our sponsor.
Yeah, we have a fabulous sponsor, K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated. These guys are a true industrial staffing company, OSHA approved. So they're a little bit different in that they offer construction, manufacturing, shipping and receiving, janitorial, administrative, wow, all different kinds of jobs for the person seeking employment. And also, the employer, if you're looking to employ some really great people, K&S Staffing would be the ones to call, because they do an in-depth interview with the people that they can hook you up with, so they know their people really well, and they could just about match perfectly who it is you're looking for. You can find them on the web at kss4jobs.com, or you can give them a call at 605-4517.
Or you can just walk into their office, huh?
Walk right in the door. They're on Bocelli Lane.
Mission Square.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're back to the show. Elle, where are we?
We are talking about the man versus women after a breakup show tonight, and we just talked about how men and women deal with stress differently post breakup. The next thing we're going to talk about is whether or not, or how men and women deal with loss of self-confidence, or how that shows up. Yes, do men and women lose self-confidence differently after the breakup? And I think both men and women can lose self-confidence after a breakup. And I think it has a lot to do with how the breakup happened, who did the breaking up, and depending on who's doing the person, usually the person that is breaking up isn't going to be so vulnerable to losing self-confidence as the person who's been broken up with. If you're a man and you have been broken up, and you may even decide to end a relationship, and it can still impact your self-confidence as a man, especially if you feel like that relationship was a failure, because that is a hard hit for men typically. Unless they're narcissistic, typically do not go into a relationship unless they feel a reasonable chance of that relationship succeeding. You know, take it a step at a time. Hey, this step went good. Let's go to the next step. Let's go to the next step. And then pretty soon, once the man is all in, he's committed himself. And if he's committed himself to the wrong thing, or cannot make her happy, or somehow he doesn't seem like he's enough, he's going to feel like a failure, and that failure does hit a man hard in his confidence.
Absolutely.
And for women, we're going to lose our self-confidence if we've been broken up with, and it's going to feel like we're not enough. What did we do wrong? We're going to take it personally a lot. Was I not pretty enough? Was he not pleased with me? Women aren't necessarily thinking, I'm going to make him happy. We're going to be thinking more, is he pleased with me? Where men are thinking, how do I make her happy? How do I make him?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting a lot of from all of my friends is, you know, gosh, I didn't know I was that bad. Or,
he left me for that.
Am I ugly?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. We lose our
self-confidence. Am I a bad person? Because they're being told they're bad,
right,
you know, people.
Yeah. So we lose our confidence that, we are not valuable. Women want to feel cherished. We want to feel valuable. There's a strange thing that women have, and this creates oftentimes where, you know, you've heard women say women dress for each other and not for the man.
Absolutely.
Partly that is true. And I'm going to, there's two reasons for that. And one is, the last thing a woman wants to be judged by is another woman. And part of the reason for that is we're collective. Women are as a group. And if you're suddenly like shunned from the group, that feels like death to a woman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can't even tell you.
There's a woman code just like there's a man code. And women, if a woman is talking to you, men love it being talked to in single syllables. You know, mm-hmm. for the most part. Mm-hmm. If a woman is talking to you in a single syllable, fine. She is not okay with you. And other women know that. If we stop giving information and our sentences get very short, like when I'm texting Lenny, And I have to text her in one syllable words. I usually let her know, hey, I'm driving.
Yeah.
So that she, there's no chance of her thinking, right. What, is she upset? Is
otherwise, she's going to get, are you okay?
Yeah. I'll get that okay. But we know that about each other. And women, we know that at any moment, something could be not okay.
Right. And not even know it.
Yeah. So I, a little bit of a tangent there, but,
yeah. It's okay.
It just, going back to that loss of confidence is that, we'll start to feel like when I was saying that women dress nice for two reasons. One is for each other. Yes, we don't want to be judged. We don't want to be criticized. Women will change when you criticize them. Oh, that dress, you wore that dress. Oh, we'll never wear that dress again. But the other thing is that a woman wants to know we do look good for our man. We want to feel like when the saber-toothed tiger runs through the village, we want to know that we're going to be the one you save.
Right.
Is he going to save me? And not just from any man. I'm talking about from our partner. We want to know that he is choosing me, continuing to choose me every minute of the day. Because I think even if the threat isn't there, we may think that it is.
Oops. Oh, we have a caller.
Okay. All right. We have a caller. We do have some time. Okay. We'll take the call from Cindy.
Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling. What is on your mind tonight, Cindy?
Well, I just happened to come across the station and heard that you shout out for breakup stories, and I thought, I've got a pretty darn good one to share.
Okay, so let's hear it.
In 2002, I married for the second time. Absolutely adored this guy. I mean, we married quickly and actually had a fantastic marriage. I really thought I was the luckiest girl in the world. And in May of 2009, we were living in the Bay Area, and he'd been home for a couple of weeks from work. He said that there had been an industrial accident. And so I took it at face value. Well, finally said it was time to go back to work. He kissed me goodbye at 5:30 in the morning like he always did. And he never came home.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And,
oh.
Yeah. Oh. And so to the point where I filed a missing persons report, and within just a few hours, they let me know that they had located him. He had been arrested in Albuquerque, New Mexico, on a DUI. Obviously had driven straight through, because this would have been the night of the same day that he had left, had talked himself out of, jail. They released him on his own recognizance, and the story I got was they said, never come back to New Mexico. Well, then I knew where he was heading, and he was from Oklahoma, so I knew he was heading back to his hometown. Within the next few days, I found out that I had this weird feeling, because I had sold my house here in Redding and purchased a house in Oklahoma, and things just didn't fit right with me. I hadn't seen a rent check in a while, and because we had moved back there, I'd rented it before we moved back to California. And always a great reason why, don't worry about it. He adored me. I'll take care of everything. Everything's fine. So I finally, after a couple of days figuring out where he was headed, called his brother and I said, do we still own the house back there? And there was dead silence. And he said, no, you don't. And I was just shocked. So by that time, I just had no idea what had happened. This happened over a weekend, so Monday morning I called back to the bank, hometown bank, his cousin's the president. What happened? He just didn't make the house payments.
Oh,
it
no.
had been foreclosed on and sold the 6 months prior, and I didn't know anything about it.
You know, Cindy, what your story sounds like, and I'm so sorry because that is a tragic story, and you got entangled with a very charming sociopath narcissist.
Yeah.
And they are phenomenal at fooling you, love bombing you, future faking you, and creating their own story. We have to go into a break now. So thank you, Cindy. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing your story.
Oh, you're welcome. There's more bigamy, fraud, annulment.
I'm not surprised. Not surprised. All of it. Yeah.
But you know what? We sure thank you for finding us. And please listen and call us back. We love hearing from you.
Tell
those gals, hang in there. There's always hope.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's
thank
a devastating
you so much.
Situation. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Be right back.
We'll be right back.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salutes to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Good evening. This is Elle, and welcome to the Ask Elle Show.
I can't. Oh, there I am. And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Talk Show. We also have with us our lovely co-host with the most, Kokuleni Matthews. And our phone number here is 530-605-4567. And Lenny is going to tell us about our sponsor.
Well, I think we ought to let people know that they can text Elle.
Oh, yeah.
They can text you. They can text me. And I want Elle to do that phone number where I get to all the nines.
Okay, let me get back to that. I don't
know. I love all the nines.
I had one of those moments. Senior moment. Sorry. If you don't want to call us, if you're shy, you can text Elle at her phone.
707-499-8999.
Or you can message any one of the three of us on Facebook, Messenger, Ask Elle, Lenny Matthews, and Ron Lim. Now we're going to hear about...
Yes, and Ron, your excuse, because you certainly do have the numbers on your age to make an old age mistake, doesn't he? But he wears it so well, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I am almost as old as the president.
Yeah, but you look 20 years younger than the president.
Yeah, you do.
25,
and you act
maybe.
Younger,
yeah.
And you walk Thank younger, too. Oh,
yeah.
Just throwing that in there. Okay, so my friends, K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated, I love them.
I love them.
I thank them for being our sponsor through the end of
and
the year.
And what an amazing company they are and people.
You know, and that's why I'm a little picky about our sponsors. I have to say that. I love to endorse great local business.
And that's all that we've had is great
local
businesses.
Yeah, we're going for local folks. And these guys are above the top, I think, in staffing companies. They believe in finding the right candidate for your business the first time. And I believe that.
I
love it.
Yeah.
They do an in-depth interview process with their staffing consultants for the employee. And then the employer, they do the same thing. So when it comes time to match the employee with the employer, it's almost perfect every time.
I wish I had that when I was in the pharmacy.
Yeah, right. Well, look how much money it saves you, too.
Mm,
and not having to train over and over and over, you know.
Just not having to do the interviewing.
Exactly. They offer benefits. They have a weekly based contract rate with the client, and they also handle all the state and federal taxes, including workman's comp and all the red tape stuff that you don't want to bother with. So I highly recommend them. Also want to throw in their True Industrial Staffing Company. So they're OSHA approved, which is
nice,
pretty darn cool.
Yeah, that is good.
So give them a call at 605-4517. Or you can find them on the web at kss4jobs.com. Or you can walk through their door. They're on Bocelli Lane, the Mission Square Shopping Center.
All right.
Excellent. Thank you very much. So jumping back into men versus women post-breakup and how men and women are different after a breakup, generally speaking.
Well, before you move on, I have a text from a friend, anonymous friend.
All right.
She gave me a few things that she felt after her breakup, and I can throw in that it was just like a 2 weeks before her wedding that he broke up with her. She felt surprised, angry, confused, alone, sad, depressed, anxious, broken, afraid, scared.
I think you understandable. Her last week.
Yes.
Yeah. And everything that she expressed right there, she hit the nail on the head. That's pretty much what
I
felt,
terrifying.
Too.
It's terrifying. When you feel, for a woman, when we feel rejected and we feel disconnected from, we no longer feel safe, and it's terrifying. And then if we don't feel like we're good enough, it's terrifying. On some internal level, we still have that sense of our survival is dependent upon us being valuable, cherished, wanted, good enough, all of that. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that text. And I also wanted to, you know, we had a call in from Cindy, and I just, we had to break and cut that short, but I wanted to just, one, Cindy, if you're still listening, acknowledge and thank you for calling in. And that was a horrific situation.
Yeah, thank you, Cindy.
Untypical, horrible situation, the worst, and can, and it can make some people just become completely unhinged and create
a mental
void. Yes, because it's injured on every level. The level of betrayal, the level of not seeing it coming, the ability for these con men, as you call them, Lenny, to fool us through. And it's not just con men.
So many years.
Women do
too.
It. Women do it too. And it's that ability to be charming. And what they do is you feel like you've met your soulmate because they mimic your values. They watch you closely and they mimic what's important to you and feed it back to you. They mimic what you have to say, and therefore you develop what feels like a close bond very quickly. And it can be a man or a woman. that does this, and that close bond developed very quickly creates a sense of safety for men. It feels like, oh, she's got my back. We're in this together.
Too good to be true. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The soulmate. It feels like the soulmate. And the indicators of those, and we've talked on the show in the past about narcissism, you know, the indicators of those are they love bombing you? It's almost intoxicating. You almost become addicted to the kind of love they're showing you. And then you become addicted to the affection, and sometimes the sex is off the Richter scale, and they're able to pull you in very
quickly.
But
they're actually, from what it sounded like, he was actually living a double life, maybe a triple life.
Well, we don't know, but
right.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah.
He was definitely doing a lot behind the scenes that she just did not see the signs
right.
of, so he was very clever. But
right.
Anyway, I just wanted to acknowledge, Cindy, thank you for calling in. And that is not the typical case, but devastating nonetheless and challenging to heal from. So, you know, and that kind of takes us on to our next point, which is expressing anger in the person that texted you in, you know, texted to you, Ron, about the differences. And do men and women express anger differently? And, you know, according to a study I found on Google, there's a lot of truth to this, that women express rage through emotional outbursts. And those outbursts are visible to our inner circle. We definitely express it to our inner circle. People know.
Yeah.
Not too many women hold it in. It's untypical if they do. Some do. But we're expressing it to our inner circle, where the men are going to be more internalizing the rage, and he might be more expressing negative emotions through self-destruction. You might not hear him complain about it, but he might get self-destructive. He might go out and
drink too much. And
yes, that anger might come out in a self-destructive
or
pattern.
Or have a one-night stand that he really doesn't care about, and it leaves him feeling empty.
You know, recently, you know, there's been a lot of shootings. Where the ex-husband is out looking
good grief.
For the ex-wife and shooting 5, 10 people.
That rage, acting out. It's that loss of control. It's like, I was hurt by this person. I am angry. I complete loss of control over this situation. And there's probably some mental health issues going on there, too.
Yeah.
You know, men, because of social stigmas, it does discourage them from expressing. You were mentioning that earlier, Lenny, about the stigmas on men and being able to express their emotions. And
I think it's really important, too, that, like the women, we seek out our support system. And if it's a devastating breakup, it's not a mutual thing. Support systems are really important. They just are.
And those look different from between men and women. You
know,
for men, I here's what you're going to see men do. You're going to see men out shoulder to shoulder doing something together. Maybe it's golfing. Maybe it's fishing. Maybe it's
shooting guns.
Yeah, you're going to see men typically out getting that trapped energy out in a way that gets the stress out of their body in a physical activity. For women, that physical activity can actually create more stress on our body. We don't have the testosterone levels that men do for that. So men need to get that out. And you'll see men with their upper bodies, whether it's they're cheering with their upper bodies, and their whole body, upper body's going, and they're roaring. And you can see women doing that too. But for men, a lot of times you just see them shoulder to shoulder. Women are going to be face to face.
Yeah, I agree with that very much. So.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I don't know all the reasons why for it, but it is an ism. And so let's go on to dealing with the stages of breakup. Post-breakup. And now, do we have time? Yeah? Okay. I'll go through this one quickly, and then we're going to have to wrap it up. Post-breakup, I have heard this before and read about this before, and again, this is just a generalization, is that initially a man might appear happy. Initially, in the beginning, he may be like, oh, yes, freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I've got freedom. But after that, he's going to go through stages and the realization that, oh my goodness, actually he really does miss this person and maybe he does want that person back. Where women are processing the loss of grief early. We're getting it out of our system pretty much quickly. We don't want to feel bad right away. Yeah, we do not want to feel bad.
And so we work through it. We want to get through it. Yep.
Typically, yes, we want to get through it. And so we're processing with our friends the grief. We're talking about it and talking about it and talking about it. And men might be like, why are you talking about it? Why do you talk about it so much? We have to. We just have to.
Definitely.
Yeah. We just have to get it out. We have to get it out. We're processing it, moving through it, sorting it out, and resolving it one fell swoop.
That is different. So,